Hello, bright but very sensitive podcast people. It has been a minute. So let me just fill you in on the holidays. So let's see. My twin girls had walking pneumonia. My husband had bronchitis. Then one of my girls and my husband had a stomach bug. My husband's grandma broke her hip. And I realized I'm going through autistic burnout. So it's been a time, y'all. It's been a time. So I took a little bit of a break from creating all kinds of stuff. I just was like, I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to sleep and cry and take my medicine and hope I feel better soon. And it turns out I do feel a lot better today. So that is why I am coming back to you. I am not pushing myself through horrible feelings of imposter syndrome or burnout or fatigue in order to be here today. I'm here right now feeling really well. And that is such a gift and such a blessing, and I'm so thrilled about it. Something I wanted to talk about a little bit today was just autistic burnout, right? Because it's taken me so long to realize that I'm in it, probably because I also have ADHD. Because the truth is, my ADHD is very impulsive, very hyperactive. I have combined types, so I have inattentive symptoms and I have hyperactive symptoms. And as a result, despite the fact that I'm in autistic burnout, my brain will often give me bursts of energy thanks to my ADHD. And so I keep thinking I'm not in autistic burnout because burnout is a long-term thing. And I tend to feel burnt out for like a day or two, and then I get a burst of energy for a day or two, and then I'm burnt out for a day or two, and it just like cycles really tightly. My burnout cycles have always been tight like that, as opposed to like just feeling dead inside for months on end. Like, that's never been me. And it's one of the reasons it's been so difficult for me and my mental health team to find accurate diagnoses for me, is because I don't quite fit a lot of different things that I feel should fit. You know, like, we thought it was bipolar, but that wasn't quite right. We thought it was depression, and turns out that's part of it, but not all of it. And the autism and the ADHD explain so much, but you have to consider them together and how they impact each other. Because the truth is, like, I don't look like your typical autistic person, and I don't look like your typical ADHD person. I look like an ADHD person, and that's so different and so unique. Fun fact, I am writing a book about what it's like to be both autistic and ADHD. So if you are interested in getting your hands on that when it is available for pre-order, go ahead to the link in the description and sign up for the book waitlist. That would be super, super cool of you. So basically, I'm realizing that I'm in my own funky form of burnout, and I don't know what to do about it because the last time I was in this funky kind of burnout, it was the same thing. I would burn out every Wednesday, be totally out of it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, start to come out of it over the weekend, start doing too much on Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday I would crash again. Like, that was my cycle for like 6 years while I was in college, because I did my undergrad and then I got a master's as well. So 6 years of burnout. Basically, the solution to burnout that time was I graduated, I went home, I slept and cried a ton, I did a lot of therapy, and eventually I started my business. I really think that was the next step, and my business gave me so much joy that I think it kind of pulled me out of my burnout, and it was just like, finally there's an outlet for this energy that I tend to build up. And now I'm working in my business, the thing that used to save me from burnout, and now it's kind of contributing to the burnout. And it's like, oh no, what am I going to do now? Because I love my businesses, and believe me, they aren't going anywhere. But I do have to find a way to engage with them and do what I do without this cycle of burnout, because it's not good for me. It's not good for my kids, because I'm just not as present of a parent when I'm like this, because like For example, last night my son was like, "Mom, can you please play with me?" But it was like 7:30 and I was so exhausted. I couldn't get off the couch. So I was like, "I'm sorry, buddy. Like, if you want to bring a toy here or if you want to play here at the couch, we can," which is what we did. And it was great. Honestly, I'm being a little harsh on myself. Like, we still played and we still had a great time. It just, he wanted to play Cars and I couldn't muster the energy to get off the couch and go play Cars in the playroom. And anyway, it doesn't just affect me, I guess, is the point, which even if it did just affect me, I am a worthwhile human being and I deserve to be taken care of. Working on that one. But it also affects the people around me. It makes it really hard for me to engage with my husband, like to have meaningful conversations, because by the time he gets home, I'm just wiped, and makes it difficult to play with my kids. I actually gave my twin girls a bath the other night by myself. Usually we do bath time together, like me and my husband tag team it, but it had been a couple days. They really needed one and my husband was working a little bit late. So I was like, I just got to do this. And I managed to do it myself, which is awesome. But anyway, you might be listening and be like, dude, this is not autistic burnout. Like, you don't understand. And that's totally possible. I want to leave room for that possibility. But I also want to make sure that you know that, like, when I'm in those periods of crash, that like burnout sensation, it is really bad. Like, there was one weekend recently where I slept 40 hours out of 72. Or like, and I've had all of my levels tested, and yes, I am anemic and have a vitamin D deficiency and we're looking into that, and but I've been taking stuff for that for weeks now and it's not getting that much better. And it doesn't seem to matter when I take or don't take my iron or my vitamin D. Like, it seems like there's a third factor that does seem to be related to like burnout, I suppose. And I understand that in a lot of ways I'm very fortunate to have a type of burnout that is cyclical, that I can like function sometimes. And I want to acknowledge that privilege while also acknowledging that that is also difficult, especially when, for someone like me who has dealt with a lot of invalidation throughout my life. It can make me feel very crazy, very like an unreliable narrator, like I don't know myself, I don't know my brain, I don't know what's going on. And that can feel very isolating and very scary. So it's both and, right? Yes, there are privileges. And yes, there are also struggles inherent in this type of burnout, this experience of burnout. So I guess this episode is just a nice short little love letter to all of the ADHDers out there experiencing burnout and letting you know it's okay if your burnout looks a little different. And I wish I had more like helpful advice on like how to heal from burnout, but honestly, I'm not an expert on burnout. It's not something I've read too much about. I need to read more. I just recently found an expert on autistic burnout who I'm going to engage with and hopefully bring them into the NeuroDivergent Clubhouse as a guest expert. So if you want to join the NeuroDivergent Clubhouse, it's a pay what you can monthly membership where you get access to a Discord, group coaching calls, a book club, body doubling, and so much more. So the link for that will be in the description. But yeah, I'm hoping to bring them in as an autistic burnout specialist to talk to us about that, because heaven knows I would like to learn more. And I'm sure lots of people in the clubhouse would like to learn more as well. So thank you so much for listening, as always, and I'll talk to you next time.